from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We just got done talking about Bill Barnwell of ESPN.com, his piece. He's got the Texans as the 7th most likely playoff team from last year to make the playoffs this year. Text message. Can we choose who's the most hated writers for the weekend homework assignment as well? Barnwell would be one of the top of my list. The guy probably sends internal 2-page email responses when all he needed to say was received and working on it. Thanks.
Yeah. I think the thing about Barnwell is he was like one of the first really analytically heavy writers, and he was kind of, I guess, a forefather in that
kind
regard.
Kind of groundbreaking, yeah, a little bit.
But I think it's become obvious over time where there's so many super smart people writing about the more analytical side of stuff who also actually watch football.
Yeah.
And I get the sense, maybe I'm wrong on this, but I feel like Barnwell doesn't actually watch any football. I think he just looks at numbers and spits it out and doesn't, because some of it just doesn't. Some of the stuff he writes doesn't even pass the math test. Right. So, and like the simple check the depth chart test.
Yep.
So that's just what it is.
Yep.
I don't know why they put him on TV so much.
I don't either. But. Yeah. TV's a little rough for Bill, but, keep cranking out those 20,000 word articles, baby. Seth, this past weekend, it was interesting. I only saw this on the Colts, but I guess there were a few other players or a few other teams that had guys on there. I didn't see any Texans doing this, but Jonathan Taylor was probably the most famous of these guys. Wore the Guardian cap helmets, like the big kazoo helmets that everybody wears in practice. Wore it in a game.
And with a tarp over it that has a logo on it. So they have like a... My Zoom call just did an effect that I've never seen before.
So festive.
I went to put the Guardian cap on, and I got like fireworks.
Shot
in the
off
back.
Fireworks.
Trying to replicate
nope.
it. Anyway.
Yeah.
Frankly, I noticed it this year during camp that I barely noticed the Guardian caps.
Yeah.
They didn't look nearly as stupid to me.
Right.
And when you put the... I almost feel like they'd look better if they also still didn't put that they put a penny over it, basically, that's got the logo of the team to make it look like a helmet.
Yeah.
I think it would just do away with the pennies. Just let them wear the Guardian cap.
I think the pennies, and I'm sure, and I know you know this, I think the pennies are there for marketing purposes.
Right, know? Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're going to do that. I don't know. If I'm a business owner and you want to slap my logo on something, don't slap it on your rusty old beat up car. That's what it looks like to me. It looks like a janky representation of the logo.
I thought it looked okay. I thought the canopy or whatever the penny they put over it, the tarp, I guess you called it. I thought it kind of made it look like sort of normal size to me. I don't know. Maybe I've been drinking.
Part of it is, so on social media, of course, you see a bunch of screenshots of it, and you can tell people took pictures of it from the top down, above. So the angle makes it look like Marvin the Martian to an extreme degree. Yeah, I wouldn't have noticed it watching on TV if it hadn't been pointed out to me, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think it looked as goofy.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, is like, you know this. You go back through and you look at any era of football uniform, and they all look goofy now.
Right.
They're like, football uniforms are kind of goofy.
You get used to stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So I think you'll get used to it, and it's not going to be that big a deal. If it means that fewer players are lost to injuries throughout the year, then it's probably a good thing.
Right. Or, you know, CTE down the road and things like that, too.
We're fine. I worry about the concussion protocol as it is right now.
I got you. Here's Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter was on with Pat McAfee, and he thinks this is gradually going to become the norm.
We used to see hockey back in the day where players never wore helmets. We used to have people driving cars that never wore seatbelts. And I don't think this is going to happen overnight, but I think eventually we're going to look back and we're going to see some of the great players in this sport have played this game with little helmets that didn't protect their brains. And you're going to see more and more people gravitating towards this because it's a safer way to play.
Now, I don't know how quickly that's going to take place, Seth. You know, again, there's might have been a lot of players that saw Jonathan Taylor wearing it, like, oh, okay, it doesn't look that bad. I could see where a vast majority of the league just doesn't like it as a style kind of thing, right?
Right, right, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And it is what it is. I don't blame them. I'm just saying, I think, you know, it's a bunch of guys in their 20s who are stylists, you know, have good style off the field, and they like to look sharp in their uniforms on the field. I do think that if the league were to step in and mandate anything in the short term when it comes to these guardian caps, as vigilant as they've tried to be against concussions over the last 15 years or so, I could see where guys coming back from concussion protocol are mandated to wear them for like the first 2 or 3 weeks coming back.
Oh, yeah.
That would make
a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I think guys are going to start. I think, like Schefter said, guys will start doing it on their own. Like with hockey, you know, when they grandfathered in guys that didn't have to wear helmets.
Yeah.
If you know, they instituted the rule, you could choose. You had to wear the helmet if you're coming into the league now, but you didn't have to earlier. Like eventually, there weren't that many holdouts with not wearing the helmets or the face mask. Baseball with the face guard and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think guys will naturally start bringing it along, and I don't. Like, yeah, we'll get used to it really, really quickly.
Yeah.
So I'm not overly disturbed about that. And yes. Guys being guys in their early 20s where you feel like nothing could ever kill you, those guys aren't going to worry about the long-term effects as much as the big motivator is the here and now.
Yep.
And if I can avoid concussions right now, that's an immediate risk-reward proposition. I think more guys probably start doing it. So, I'm guessing cops text in 713-572-4610. I don't know, like when body armor first started becoming more available and encouraged, I'm guessing there were probably some cops that are like, I don't need that. Like over time, you're like, all right, okay, maybe a lightweight bulletproof vest isn't such a bad idea.
I need answers on this. Yes, please text in, cops. I need you really think some people held out from putting the body armor on?
I bet. Yeah, it's hot, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
anytime there's so many, Sean. I could list you 10 things that you should be doing in your life right now that would make it safer.
Dude.
Well, because you know what this happens? I know this in the military is a real thing. You know, you watch some of the old Vietnam footage and everything.
Yeah.
When guys just, they weren't wearing helmets.
Yep.
Because it was so freaking hot out.
No.
You know? And like, so it's, you make that decision in the moment.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We used to have our security guard that worked downstairs. I don't want to say his name because he's a lawyer now. But he was a fun guy to talk to. He was working through law school while working nights as a security guard. So mm-hmm. Sean and I would see him when we come in the morning.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he was he served in Afghanistan or Iraq. I think he was a Marine. And he said he was out, they were out on patrol, and one of the detection devices had said there might be a mine in this one area. But meanwhile, the security guard, he's a bigger guy. Well, I'll say his name because this is a good story. Better not say his name.
Okay.
He's a lawyer.
Yeah.
I don't want his firm if they
find. And he's got a distinct first name too.
yeah. So maybe he'll text you. You've got it. Maybe he'll text you.
Yeah, yeah. He's
so he didn't think it was a mine.
Right.
It was like the detector said there might be a mine here. He was almost certain it wasn't. But it was the night where they were serving some kind of dessert that he really likes. He's kind of a bigger guy. And he wanted to get back to the base so he didn't miss out on this dessert that he really liked. So he was like, he's looking around. He's like, I don't think it's a mine. I'm pretty sure it's not a mine. And he's thinking about that dessert, and his mouth is watering. So he's like, ah, screw it. And he just jumped on the spot. Yes. He's like, we're good. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
So you want to talk about making, you know, short-term decisions with short-term rewards versus what you know is good for you in the long term.
How really the hell did this come up in a conversation between you and him?
Oh, we chatted.
I know.
Yeah. I love that, yeah. I like talking to, man, I love talking to military people about just the way things actually play out. Everybody's got the, you know, you've got your movie version of things versus what happens in reality.
That's so funny, dude. That is, like, that... The story's hilarious, but it's just funny too. Like when he used to sit down there, he would always stop me on the way in with something sport. He's a huge listener. We should point out he was a huge listener to the station too.
Well,
still
like
is.
Brazil, the current security guard down there is a big listener to the
big
station.
Big listener.
Too. Brazil,
yeah.
Brazil gives me some good ideas on my way up sometimes.
Does he really? Okay, yeah. See, Brazil doesn't stop me as the previous security guard that you were talking about. Would stop me and with something, some sports take. So I would always use it as 5 minutes to workshop a few things with him. You know, like So that was fun, man. Yeah, we've got some cool people in the building.
No, but Brazil. I want to say Brazil served as well, so he has some good. He's got some good opinions on like current events and everything.
Yeah,
also.
Yeah.
I was like, it's always fun to hear kind of the way the military guys interpret what the politicians are doing.
Yes.
You know, because they see the very real world effects of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a good point. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. We'll talk to the guys on In the Loop in the next segment. We'll get you ready for Texans practice too. There's some interesting audio sent to me by a listener that maybe reminds us that the cloth that D'Amico is cut from, and why he may not like the indoor practices. There's another great that feels similarly. And I'm very tempted to do something, and I need Seth Payne to talk me out of it. So I've got that.
I'm going
to
talk you into it. All right.
You might, actually. Okay. We'll get to that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.